When the Taliban took over Kabul in 1996, women were forced to quit their jobs. Schools for girls were shut down. Now that the Taliban is facing defeat, many people hope that things will improve for women. Nazreen Gross is an Afghan American and a longtime advocate for women's rights. She's a representative of NIGAR, an association that offers assistance and support to women in Afghanistan. Just a month ago, she returned from the north of the country, where she met with some 800 women from all walks of life. Nazreen Gross joins us in our studio today. Welcome. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Lisa.
Nazreen, the Taliban no longer controls much Afghan territory, but how are women reacting to this change?
I think women are ecstatic. I think that they're very hopeful that very soon they will return back to normal with all their rights respected. They could become completely active members of society just the way they were before.
Now, you were in the northern part of the country, which is a part not controlled by the Taliban. I know that the Taliban forbids photography, but because you were in the different part of the country, you were able to take photographs, many of which you've brought in today. We don't have time to talk about them all, but I want to concentrate on a couple of them. There is a photograph of women in a candy factory, which I don't know what kind of candy this is. It looks like rock and some kind of syrupy thing going into this big, huge vat or bucket, and there are women who are producing this.
Yes. The Women's Volunteer Association of Faizabad have now a candy factory. They've had it for 2.5 years, but it's a good way to keep women engaged. Most of these women actually were like their president has an engineering degree, and her specialty is bridge building. Most of them are engineers and doctors, medical doctors, or writers and intellectuals, but because the war has created this problem of employment, they just want to do something to keep the community going and keep themselves busy.
Nazreen, you also helped organize a conference with several hundred Afghan women in Dushanbe, Tajikistan, and this is where the lot of you came up with the Declaration of Women's Rights. Now, can you tell me about this document?
Yes, the Declaration of the Essential Rights of Afghan Women is a document that, in which we say these are the rights we own for ourselves as Afghan women, and we want the state of Afghanistan to respect it, because the Taliban have canceled all the women's rights, for example, the right to go out of the house alone, the right to assembly, the right to have freedom of religion, freedom of speech, political participation, going to work, the right to work outside the home, the right to an education, the right to see, to choose one's physician, the right to listen to music, the right to wear a burqa or a scarf or head covering. All of these are inalienable rights of human beings, and they are always guaranteed by a constitution of the country.
How long do you think it's going to take to see these kinds of changes?
I am very hopeful that right now they're going to be meeting in Bonn for the first time, the coalition group of Afghans, and hopefully after that they will have a provisional government that will write a constitution, and that constitution will go through a national council, and I am very hopeful that all these rights will be reinstituted through this constitution, because in the constitutions of 1964 and 77 of Afghanistan, all these rights were equally given to men and women.
Nazreen Gross is a member of a support group for Afghan women called NIGAR, based in Paris. Thank you, Nazreen Gross.
Thank you, Lisa, for having me.